Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose that God has for us. And this 15-minute empowerment, you're going to be encouraged in your walk of faith, encouraged in the process that you go through to get you to that there place. That there place is like an Abraham walked and journey. It's where God continued to take you through a process to get you to the place where he's destined you to be at. And he's making you and shaping you for his glory in his image more and more and more. You're going to grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You're going to be changed line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, and depth to depth. You're going to be that which is needed for someone else's life, salt, the light. You're going to be that which draws someone. You're going to be that one who leads someone to Jesus Christ or encourages them to continue to walk by faith. In this empowerment, we're continuing to talk about wisdom, and we're in the book of Proverbs, and we're going to continue our study in the book of Proverbs. So yesterday we went over and we understand the benefits of embracing embracing wisdom. We went over the benefits of godly wisdom, that when we have godly wisdom and we embrace wisdom itself and we have the fear of God in our life, we understand that we get longevity according to Proverbs 10 and 27, that we receive strength, confidence, we become strong, we have strong families, we become confident, and that's in Proverbs 14 and 26, I'm sorry, and we become satisfied. The fear of the Lord leads to life that one rests and contently in the Lord, and we understand that by Proverbs 19 and 23. We're happy according to Proverbs 3 and 13. We have riches, honor, and life according to Proverbs 22 and 4. So we get and receive a lot by receiving God's wisdom and having the fear of him in our life. When we understand wisdom is likened unto a woman, according to the word. And it says this because when we talk about wisdom, it is how you are to treat a woman, basically. So it's lacking into that because you're supposed to treat wisdom the same way you respect and have tenderness and love for a woman that a gentleman would give to a lady that he loves, to his wife. And so it's in the same way that you're supposed to take hold of wisdom, and you're supposed to handle her like she's fragile and she's a beloved treasure, and that you don't want to do harm to her, that she's too important to do harm to. So wisdom is to be embraced in this reference. Solomon also refers to wisdom as a female and a female genitor, because God's wisdom is pictured as a beautiful, virtuous woman. She is like a wife who you would never divorce. That's the picture that you get when you see Solomon talk about wisdom. When you embrace wisdom, she will provide you with honor. She will be that which gives you the best life because you have God's wisdom. She will give you desires to have even greater wisdom, to run and chase after her, because the wisdom that she brings will bring a lot of life and hope and happiness to you. So that's why we're to embrace wisdom. Now, the worldly wisdom is lacking into as a harlot, that man is chasing something like a harlot, worldly wisdom, when you have nothing but worldly wisdom and you only chase after the education and the degrees and philosophies and not God's wisdom. It's lacking into a harlot. But if you hold on to God's wisdom, it provides you with a long life. Now, there are different faces of wisdom, and we want to go over that quickly. Wisdom is like a precious stone. It shines with God's glory and illuminates areas of your life. So Proverbs lets us understand this, and that it's valuable, that it illuminates. The first face of wisdom that we see, it talks about the character of discipline and correction. And we find that in Proverbs 1, verses 1 through 3. It says that it lets us know that David's son Solomon here is talking. And he lets us know, he says that to attain wisdom and discipline for the understanding words of insight for inquiring and discipline and prudent life, doing what is right and just and fair. So we see that the face of wisdom here is discipline. It lets us understand that. Then it lets us say the next face of wisdom is understanding and insight. It's a sensibility of distinguishing between good and evil. So wisdom gives us that ability to do that. And that's, we see that also in 1 Kings 3 and 9. It says, give your servant a discerning heart to govern your people and to distinguish between right and wrong. For who is able to govern this great people of yours? So we see that even here, but God lets us understand that understanding. We see it in Proverbs, the first chapter, but we also see it in 1 Kings 3 and 8, that it has a face for allowing us to distinguish and discern certain things, to know what is right and wrong. Another face of wisdom that we see in Proverbs 1 and 3 is for doing what is right and fair. So we see that. Another face for wisdom is in Proverbs 22 and 3. That face that we see is the ability to see danger and to avoid it. And we see that there. It says, a prudent man sees danger and takes refuge, but the simple keep going and suffer for it. And we see that in Proverbs 22 and 3. Another face of wisdom is knowledge, learning. And we see that in Proverbs 2 and 5. It says, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. So we see that a part of the faces of wisdom is knowledge. God wants us to be polished, and he wants to shine us up like a diamond, and he wants that wisdom to be there so that we can walk in that wisdom, and that wisdom will be there no matter what we face. Also, wisdom is useless when you don't apply it to your lives. You can read about wisdom all day long, but if you don't apply this wisdom, if you don't say, wisdom, show me how to apply you, show me how to live you out, show me how to use you throughout my day, then it is useless. And we want to be able to apply wisdom to our life. We can read it, but we've got to apply it. It's got to be an action word, like our faith. Our faith is an action word that requires movement. If you don't move on faith, the Bible lets us know that we walk by faith, which requires movement. That means our faith must be put in action. So wisdom must be applied and lived. It must be action in our life. It must be seen in our life. So we have to do something besides just read it. Proverbs 4 and 21 says, keep the word in your heart and thoughts. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart. Proverbs 2 and 2 says, bend our hearts to understanding, to God's word. Turn your ears to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding. Proverbs 4 and 23 says, guard our thoughts because they determine our attitudes. Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. Oh, yes, God. Proverbs 15 and 15 says, cultivate a cheerful heart, for it is like a continuous banquet. All the days of the oppressed are wretched, but the cheerful heart has a continual feast. And we want that in our lives. Daniel 6 and 3 lets us understand some things about wisdom, that the qualities of wisdom will cause you to have an excellent spirit. And we want that. We want that in our lives. We want to have an excellent spirit. We want people to see us and know that we have an excellent spirit. The attributes of one who finds and runs after wisdom, we see that in Proverbs 8 and 34, because there is a success that when we go after wisdom, there's a success that happens in our life. When we get wisdom, we take on the characteristics of one who seeks after wisdom and truth. We take on those characteristics, and we want that. Proverbs 8 and 34 says, one who seeks wisdom must have the same untiring devotion as a lover or a suitor. In other words, you've got to chase after wisdom in that form. Blessed is the man who listens to me. Watch daily at my door, waiting at my doorway. Proverbs 26 and 12 says this, do you not see a man wise in your own eyes? There is more hope for a fool than for him. for seeking. You have to seek after it and seek after it with the right wisdom. And I don't have time to go back in, and our time is up for today, but we'll be back tomorrow with more empowerment, more encouragement, so that you'll be able to continue to grab this wisdom that is being taught, and it's going to help push you to the next level, push me to the next level, so that all of our life prospers in this season and produces what God says. Have a blessed day. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thatton. Thank you so much for joining me for Favor Life.